Hello?
Yes, this is customer service returning your call.
Yes. This is Alan Weinberger. I had a charge on, I noticed on my bank for it was $49.97.
All right, if you can please give me that zip code.
24354.
24354. And that first and last name again, please.
Alan Weinberger.
Just give me one second.
That's the zip code of where my bank card is from anyway.
What's the shipping? Would you know the shipping address? Zip code?
98328.
Okay, one second, let me put that in. And it's 98328?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know of any order that I have made.
All right, I see it right here. If you can just verify that shipping address for security purposes, please.
138 Curtis Lane, North, Edenville, Washington.
Okay, yes, sir. I see here February 10th. You had did the two pair of wireless earbuds with the silicone protective case. Have you tried those earbuds out?
Yes, and they don't work.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, I apologize about it not working because they are really good earbuds. So what I can do is I can get you another pair shipped.
But I've already paid for those earbuds.
Yes, sir. That was the $6.99 and a $5.99. That was just for shipping. And before you was able to purchase the earbuds, it was a box that you checked saying that you was 18 years or older. And under that was our terms and conditions stating that on the 14th day, if you didn't call in to cancel, that we was going to charge you on that 15th day for the full amount. But the good thing is it's no more charges and it's just a one-time charge.
I need that money right now. I don't need the earbuds.
Yes, sir, I do understand, and I do apologize about that. And it also shows here that you had disputed with your bank already because it shows that it was told that it wasn't a charge from you. Did you
Okay,
already
well,
contact your bank, sir?
no, I hadn't yet this morning. There's another counterfeit charge. Put on my tried on my account.
Yes, sir, you had got two earbuds, so that was both of us, and one was declined.
Okay, send me. I can't get these to pair to my phone. That's the problem.
Sorry, oh, you can't get them to pair?
No.
Okay, so what I can do is I can get another one shipped out. Are they charged up?
Yes, they were.
All right, and did you turn the Bluetooth on whatever device you're trying to pair it to?
Yes, I did.
All right, and when you did that, did you see the name of the earbuds inside the pairing?
It asked for a code and I could never find the proper code.
It asks for a code.
Yeah.
Normally, it just all you do is when you turn on your Bluetooth, you hit search Bluetooth devices, and then under that, it should pop up different names of Bluetooth devices that you can pair to, and then you just click on that name, and then it should automatically pair. There isn't a code
Well,
Bluetooth.
I did that and I could not find this the name of these two for that.
Well, what I can do is I can get you another pair shipped, but the name of the headphone should be on the package it came in.
Okay, will it be cost free to me?
Yes, sir, it won't charge anything.
Okay, go ahead and do that.
All right, just give me one second. Okay, give me 1 second, second. Okay. All right, so it's just going to take me a little minute just to make sure everything is in so you can get that product free, because they're really some good earbuds. I actually have a pair myself. So I want you to get the full effect of these earbuds. So when you first ordered them, they didn't work neither?
No, they did not. I could not get them to pair up at all.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, next time that happens or something like that happens, you just give us a call immediately so then that way we can get the problem fixed, okay?
All right.
All right, sir, that was all I handled for you, and everything was sent back out, and you don't have to worry about any more charges or anything from us, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, and thank you for calling customer service, sir, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Good day.
All right, you too.